Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Yes, indeed. This week on Neighbourhood Watch, Australia is failing significantly on its COVID-19 vaccination target, as they are 3.4 million behind their target of 4 million vaccinations. So that's only 600,000 people vaccinated so far. As well as a mineral exploration company facing legal action from Aboriginal owners for drilling the surface of Lake Torrens in South Australia. But before we started, I asked Zoe Canandes from Radio Adelaide if she has plans to come to New Zealand once the Trans-Tasman travel bubble is open on the 19th. I kind of want to first talk about the travel bubble. Now, you told me while we were off air that you do have plans to come here.
Yes, certainly. So my sister had a baby with her partner, and her partner is from Taranaki, and all his family are there. So they had this baby last year in July, my gorgeous nephew, and he has yet to officially sort of meet face-to-face in person his New Zealand family. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping that they will plan a trip when the bubble opens, and I certainly want to be tagging along. I've never been to New Zealand before.
Haven't you?
No, I have not. It's a shame. It's one of those things where you don't really go. I've been places way too far away, but nowhere nice and close. So I really hope I could come. And if I do, it would be my honour to come to the 95BFM station and have a look around and buy all the merchandise I possibly can.
That would be really fun. In fact, I've been to a couple of places in Australia, even Canberra, but I haven't even set foot in South Australia. So who knows, might be a excuse for a quicker way. Quick getaway to SA later this year.
South Australia is pretty cool. I mean, I think obviously Melbourne and Sydney are fun, and Brisbane and whatever, but I think South Australia is a little hidden gem, and it's not too busy, the weather's always nice. I'm here, so lots of reasons to come to South Australia.
Well, it's a very good reason to come over to have a look at the Radio Adelaide team.
Yes, any 95BFM station workers or listeners are more than welcome to come and say hi.
Yep, you heard that, listeners. But now on to the more serious business. Australia's vaccine rollout is not hitting well its targets.
No, not particularly. So at the end of March, we had a proposed target of 4 million vaccinations administered before the end of March. So far, as of yesterday, we had only delivered 700,000 vaccinations. So we're about 3.3 million doses off of our target. There are a few factors to this. Obviously, the Morrison government are being quite heavily criticised for missing this target. I mean, we're only 6 weeks into the rollout and we're so completely behind schedule. Everyone in Australia was meant to have the vaccination by October. That's probably unlikely.
Sorry for butting in, but that's a really ambitious target, having everyone vaccinated by October. In New Zealand, we just started to roll out the vaccine to the general public this July.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, New Zealanders are way more modest, I think. I don't know why we had such high ambitions. I know in September last year, sort of in the midst of this global race to be able to get a vaccination supplies, we signed a contract Australia with Oxford AstraZeneca to provide us with 3.8 million doses. This is sort of the height of it, and then in January we AstraZeneca told us we'd only be getting 1.2 million vaccinations. And so that was, you know, less than half. And we also had the European Union threat to block vaccine exports to Australia. So the government didn't tell us that publicly at the time. And now that we're so short, we're seeing the government really put this blame onto the EU. Australia did ask the EU in February to export the first 500,000 of these doses, but that went to Italy, which makes sense because Italy probably needed vaccinations more than us. And ever since sort of January, we've been seeing this decrease in vaccinations being able to come. The Morrison government is hoping to write again to the EU to request for more vaccinations, but currently all the vaccination shipments that we've received so far have come from non-EU countries.
Right. On the vaccination, when can people like yourself can get it, or is it still being prioritised for the border workers or the elderly?
Yeah, certainly. So at this stage, we are just seeing essential workers, elderly, people who are high risk getting the vaccinations first. There certainly is a correct rollout process. Saying that, though, we know that some of our nurses and frontline workers still haven't got the vaccination because of this severe delay. But Scott Morrison has the vaccination. He actually had two of them.
Right. Is the vaccination being done by the federal government or state by state?
State by state are sort of rolling them out, yes. I don't know about the distribution between each state. You know, the population between states in Australia varies so much. I mean, places like New South Wales and Victoria certainly have more people living there. But, yeah, each state is sort of rolling out their own ways to administer the vaccinations. For example, the New South Wales government are going to establish a mass vaccination hub in the suburb of Homebush, which will administer 30,000 doses a week. I'm not sure what Australia plans to do, but yeah, each state has their own little way of administrating it and organising it. But the federal government are the people who are organising the vaccinations coming into Australia.
Okay, and moving on to our final topic this week, you want to talk a local story with about Lake Torrens in SA.
Yeah, so Lake Torrens is a really beautiful lake that connects from the ocean and it goes through the city. Very vast and affected, and if you're in Adelaide, you just know it for Lake Torrens. It goes right through the CBD, right out to the ocean, right up into the state. Unfortunately, we have seen legal proceedings sort of surrounding the lake. They've been launched against a minerals exploration company who've been drilling on the surface of Lake Torrens. Lake Torrens is Australia's second largest lake as well. So it's a really significant place. Most importantly, it's a very significant and sacred site to four Aboriginal groups. And unfortunately, despite it being so significant, it doesn't have any native title protections. So in last year, South Australia's Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Premier Stephen Marshall, approved this application for exploration company at Kelleray to sort of begin their drilling on the lake surface. I mean, the company is targeting things like iron oxide, copper and gold, and these sort of quote-unquote valuable minerals. So that's the kind of things they're trying to find in the lake. Obviously, there was pushback, and there was these Aboriginal groups asking that this lake were not to be drilled into. You know, they have stories connected to the lake. The lake itself is a whole park, the entire thing. And again, we did see Stephen Marshall turn around and approve this application. So now we have legal proceedings in place to try and stop this drilling. I mean, I don't know how many more times we need to keep fighting in order for land not to be touched, but it kind of feels like here we go again. Right now there is a bit of a halt on works due to these legal proceedings, and we're really hoping that we'll see some justice taken.
Right. Thanks, Zoe, for your time this week, and hopefully I'll see you over here.
Oh my God, I cannot wait, Justin. Thank you so much.
And maybe I'll even see you in Adelaide.
Yes, that would be so fun. You'd have to come on my show and talk about New Zealand.
Yes, we should do that.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.